Good morning. This is Minister Cynthia Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. We're so glad that you join us this morning. God, my task today is God will take care of you. 2017, reading from Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Please read that. That is so important. Dear God, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for a gift of long health in our life. When the precious mount and the troubles of the world begin to close in on us, give us grace to return to you. We don't want you to be a hero. We don't want to want the easy way out. All we want is to, we need your loving mercy. Never leave us, Lord. Keep us under your wing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow hold itself. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for this beautiful opportunity called Artists International. Now it's Artist Life. We are praying for Dr. PK. We appreciate them. Lord, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Wilson for their vision for the TMC call for 6+ years. Pray for the speakers going to download a message this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. Pray for the TMC team and the guests who join us this morning. Lord, go by and visit the nursing home and the hospital. Someone needs you this morning. We want to pray for the bereaving families. Someone needs you this morning, Lord. They need you, God. They need you. God will take care of you. Lord, let us say this to us. Give us the strength to move forward. Lord, let us say, let everyone say to you, amen, amen. Again, go out and have a beautiful day. Love you all. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Cynthia Cox, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Thank you. And take it away, Ms. Jones. Enjoy your day.
Amen. And enjoy your day as well. God bless you. And thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this third day of January 2017. I tell you, I'm so excited, you guys. This is 2017, the year of victories. And thank you for that tag. God will take care of you Tuesday. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I tell you, I'm excited because rain has come through since Saturday. And since God has rained down all that he wants to rain on us, we are going to receive what he has in store for us. So I invite you along with Minister Cynthia Cox to join us on this telecommunication sanctuary. Receive your blessings, receive your victories in this 2017. Now, if this is your first time here on the call, and we're so glad to have you with us, let me tell you a little bit about it. This call started back in 2010, believe it or not, through two anointed and appointed women of God. They are so dynamic, and we thank God for them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. She's got two names, you guys. And then we have Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. And we so appreciate the two of them continually having this call Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. So invite your family and friends to join us, even your coworkers, and tell them it's a wonderful way to start their day. Now, this call was established on the scripture, and that's Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Excuse me. So believe it or not, we are getting testimonies that so many people are getting enriched and empowered through this very call, and we're so thankful for it. Now, we also have a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll go there and see that all the messages have been archived since 2010. So you got a buffet of messages to go and listen to what God has been delivering to us. Now, we're so excited because we have a theme that we just love and it's been carried on from 2016 is through me, God's glory is being seen. So in 2017, this year of victories, God's glory is still being seen through each and every one of us. Now, you might want to be a part of this blessed ministry, and we invite you to do so. We love, love, love being a part, and when you serve, I tell you, God is blessing. So you might want to greet, as Minister Cynthia did so graciously, from the Bronx, New York. And then you might want to host, which is what I'm doing right now. Then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. You also may have prayer requests or praise reports. You can also do that by sending that information to the same info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us have been blessed to be a part of a great, great, great health and wellness company. It's a phenomenal company, which is Artists International, Artists Life. And we are so thankful that the Diaz de Leon had started this company over 25 years ago, and we are providing health and wellness products for people to get their health restored. And I tell you, it is so, so phenomenal, because I call it the best products on this side of heaven. Now, if you want to know more information about this company, you can get on the call right after this call, and it is our new morning motivational call. The number is 710-770-4005. Again, that's 710-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And guess what? I tell you, we are getting ready to go to Extravaganza, which will be held in Los Angeles, California, March 3rd through the 5th. We want you to join us. You could go to your back office and get your registration set and get your tickets and get ready to meet us in LAX Sheraton Hotel. And again, that's March 3rd through the 5th. And bring someone with you, because the registration prices are so phenomenal when you bring somebody with you. Now, not only that, we are excited because since we started a new year, we have a corporate fast, and it will be starting January 5th. So we want you to join us as we start this corporate fast, and you'll be able to get more information, detailed information in our back, our back office, but it's on our website, the www.themasterscall.net, and get all the directives of what our fast consists of. We'll start that on January 5th for 21 days or 40 days, and I'm excited about it because God just moves through this fasting and praying. Okay, well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a phenomenal, phenomenal message that's going to come before us, and I thank God for this woman of God who is such a blessing, such a blessing. It is an honor and it is a privilege because this lady is no stranger to this call. She is a woman of God who stands on Matthew 11:12, where it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." And I tell you, that's that Matthew 11:12, the violent take it by force. You know, she was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she is, as a single teenage mother, this lady, Pastor Lavona Lewis, is who I'm talking about. She was destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used it for good. Glory to God. And she, at a very young age, she was called by God to be set aside for his use. And at that age, she humbled herself and realized that though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. So she was filled with the Holy Ghost at age 14, began preaching the gospel And then at the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist. How powerful is that? And then became a youth pastor by the age of 19. This is definitely a profound woman of God. And together with her husband, Overseer Eugene P. Lewis, they are now pastoring the Lion of Judah Ministries in since January 2004. And this is over 13 years ago, and she has been equipping the saints, winning the lost, and recovering the backslider. Praise the Lord. And here with all these years of experience, she is a graduate of University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's. She's got her master's degree, and she's going for her doctorate. And I call her Dr. Lavona Lewis because I'm calling it forth and I'm believing God that greater things are taking place for her this year and the years to come. She is a successful radio ministry. She's been traveling, preaching the gospel, training young people, which is phenomenal. And she's a mother, a sister, a wife, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and she's definitely our friend. We love and appreciate this woman of God. So we calling forth, introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Pastor Lavona Lewis from Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you there, Pastor Lewis?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Praise God. So good to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you, and it's over to you.
God bless you. Happy New Year to you, too, and to everyone who is listening. You know, I'm so glad we serve a good God. I am so glad that we serve a good God that can that will help you overcome any obstacles the enemy wants to try to put your way. I want to send you a wonderful and gracious Happy New Year from all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, from our headquarters at our head city, my native, where I was born and raised. So thank God for all of you who have taken this time to get on this call, and to all of you who make this call happen, and to our Mother Eagle, and to my sisters. I'm grateful to God for you. I'm coming to you to encourage your heart and to let you know that God is in control, and that God loves you, and that there is a victory set up for you, and that God is there's success waiting for you, and that this new year is 2017. If you look at the number 17, the number 17 represents victory. And so I know this year has already started off for many of you with lots of prophecy, lots of expectation, lots of encouragement, and some of you are just ready to go. But for others, there's some people who still say, look, I'm still not sure what this year is going to hold. Last year was tough. Last year was challenging. And so, but I want to let you know that, look, God said the battle is not yours. It's his. And so I want to remind you in that how God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could think or ask. When I think about what this year is planning, as we closed out last year and everything that God did for us last year, we can expect God to do even greater things. We can expect God to be even more of an encourager, even more of a lover, even more of faithful to us. We can expect even the more for him. In 2017, look, we got to go into this thing with a plan. We got to go into this year with expectations. We got to go into this year looking for God to do something big. And look, waking up every morning saying, okay, God, what are you doing today? What's your plan today? What do you have set up for me today? And so every morning we got to get up. Every night, I tell people this, every night you ought to go to bed with a plan, and every morning wake up with an expectation. Every night, write your plan out. Write your idea, because trust me, for every plot the devil has, the Lord has his plan. And so the enemy wants to try to bring a plot to overtake the plan of the Lord. But the Lord tells me already that his plans for us are good and not evil, to an expected end. And so we already know that we have the victory over whatever plot the enemy may be trying. Anything that the enemy thinks he's going to do that will override what God has already done, it's already abolished. And we have the word that can speak to us about that.
This is not the time that I say it all the time, and I'm going to continue to say it because we know the enemy's tricks. This is not the time to be distracted. This is not the time to have every little whim and every little thing on the side as noise and chatter to get you off focus. Right now the time is, as we get closer to God, the enemy is going to be intensifying his attack towards us. He's going to be intensifying the way he wants us to be distracted. He's going to be, you know, making us wonder about how new administration is going to be and how is the new job and how is the new love and how is the new home. Everything that God wants to bless us do, he's going to make us worry about. And so the thing is, what we have to understand is that God is greater for us than anyone or anything that is against us. I was reading in Second Chronicles, and I was looking at the 19th chapter, in particular, the second verse, and it was talking about when Jehu, the son of Hanai, the seer of came asking King Jehoshaphat, should he help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? You know, what should he be doing? And the Bible says that he tells that Jehoshaphat misstepped the wrath of God, and it came upon him. He made the wrong decision, and now the wrath of God was coming upon him. But the wonderful thing was that Jehoshaphat repented. And repenting doesn't necessarily mean he just asked for forgiveness, but repenting literally means I changed my mind about that situation. I changed my mind about that idea. Jehoshaphat knew that he had misstepped God. He had stepped outside of what God wanted for him to do. And so he repented. He said, look, let me go back and look at this again. God, I'm sorry. What I did, that was not of you. Now I recognize what it is that you want me to do. And so Jehoshaphat came back around, and it goes on to talk in the scriptures about how he went back and undid some things he had did, and how he had to take down some pagan altars that were up, and some rituals that he had set up as to be, you know, the common thing, what they were to do. He realized, look, this isn't what God wants us to do. And so there may be some things in your life that you maybe set up in 2016 that you realize didn't work. And that you say, well, look, I misstepped God. I thought I heard God say this. I thought this was the way we're supposed to be working things, but this isn't what God said. This is the time now to repent. This is the time to turn around from that and say, look, God, okay, I get that this is not the way you would have us to go. The way you would want me to go is this way, and I see and hear you clear. And so now it's time for you to start tearing down some things that you have built up from last year and to rebuild some new things. Some of you are torn down in your spirit. Last year was rough. A lot of people suffered some death and suffered some loved ones and some hardships from last year. But now this is the time to say, look, we have a fresh new start. There is a fresh new mercy every morning, the Bible says. And so we step out and we say, look, God, what is it that you would have for me to do? Look, I understand that now my finances may not look like they want it to look. And this situation may not look like it wants to look. But look, I understand also that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And so you have to come look back and sit and take another look at that thing. Because if you look at it in the eyes that the enemy wants you to look at it in, he would have you to think that God has forsaken you. He would have you to think that you've messed up so beyond God's grace. He would have you to believe that you've gone too far and now even messed it up and it'll never be the same. You ruined it. But can I come and tell you this morning that there is nothing you've done that God didn't want for no, and two, already said, I have the grace and the sufficiency enough to forgive you for. There is nothing that you've done that was so horrible and so terrible that I'm not still here with you, that I've divorced myself from you. I'm still here with you. And the question is, are we with him? And so I'm grateful that you're on this call this morning because that lets you know, look, I'm still with him. In spite of it all, in spite of how tough life has been, in spite of what the enemy has been throwing me, in spite of the challenges that the enemy is trying to throw my way, look, I'm still with you. I know, God, that I'm more powerful being with you than I am being apart from you. And the question is, now, what now? What now? Now that you've gotten up from, you've been knocked down, now that you've gotten up and brushed yourself up, now that you've overcome the sickness, now that you've overcome the heartbreak, now that you've overcome the death, now that you're in your rebuild phase, because that's how you got to look at it. When you're getting ready to walk into victory, you're in a rebuilding phase. When the temple was destroyed and the people of God had to come back again, they had to begin to rebuild. And the Bible tells us that the older folks used to weep because they remember what the temple was like. They remember what the former life, days were, and that the younger people were didn't know this. And so they, but the older folks had to teach the young people, said, look, this is how it used to go. This is how it used to be. And they used to tell them. And so you have to remind yourself, you have to remind yourself that, look, it ain't always been rough. It ain't always been tough. God has been there for me. He paid the bill before. He healed the sickness before. He's been the provider before. God has done it before. And what is he has done before, he's more than capable of doing again. And so I want to encourage you all that, look, you're going to win with this. Because when you go on to continue to finish reading about Jehoshaphat and the people of God, it goes on in chapter 20 and it talks about how the people had came against, the enemies had come together and had come against the people of God. Because, look, they didn't want them to win. They didn't want them to succeed. They didn't want them to come out of this on top. But what I come to tell you is that it doesn't matter what the enemy wants for you. I just told you, for every plan God got, and for every plot the devil has, the Lord has already had a plan. That's the reason why the devil created a plot. Because the Lord let him peek into your future and said, look, he's been bragging about you and the blessings that he got for you and what's set up for you, and the enemy is mad about it. But so the thing is, when you see tribulations and you see trials, we got to get like Paul. And Paul said, look, I begin to just get excited about my tribulations. Why? Because, look, the devil is so stupid. He's letting me see, look, there's something greater coming in my way. If you wouldn't attack me if there wasn't nothing greater coming my way, the fact is you don't fight somebody that's yours. No, you fight what's opposing you. And so if you're coming against all kind of attack, if you're coming against all kind of hardship, if you're coming against this, that's not God coming at you. That's the enemy is mad. He's opposing you, and you're opposing him. And so now he's trying to do what my grandmother used to call a get back. He's trying to do that get back. And so what he's trying to do is he's trying to get back at you for what he already sees. And so the unfortunate thing sometimes is that, look, that the enemy can see us in a greater place than we can see ourselves. And so he can see we don't see ourselves seated in heavenly places. We don't see ourselves victorious. We don't see ourselves abundant with abundant life and prosperity. We don't see ourselves well when we don't feel well. But see, the enemy sees you like that because, see, God is already predestined and stuff, and he got you set up. So, and he don't got no problem bragging about you. The Lord has no problem bragging about you and the wonderful things he has planned for you. And so that enemy says, oh, before we even go there, I'm getting ready to try to sabotage. I'm getting ready to try to set up some stuff and throw some boulders and get everything in your way. But the problem is he don't understand, and he needs to reread, because I know he knows scripture because he was once an angel. And so that's another problem, because he knows words that, and promises that we have fulfilled for us that he'll never have fulfilled for him. So that he's mad, because every time you praise God and every time you decide you want to live upright, every time you decide you want to try to be holy and righteous, you almost like you just nan, like you're making fun of the devil on the playground. And what he has to understand is Hebrews 4:16 said, look, let us with all confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Look, we got that blessed assurance that, look, whenever I'm in a time of need, whenever I'm in a place that I need grace, God said, all I got to do is just draw near the throne. Just step a little closer. And so as I get ready to leave you, I want to let you know, look, that no matter what is going on or what the enemy may be threatening you with, because I know sometimes he'll come with these little threats, and he'll come with the, you know, anxiety, and he wants to, you know, lead the people with fear, and he wants them to be unsure and uncertain of the future. And so all you have to do is just, God said, just come a little closer to me. Come in with some confidence. Know that I'm your father. Know that I know what's best for you. Know that I have everything in control and that you can confidently come stand before me. And when you come and stand before me, know, look, that the battle's not yours. The battle's mine, and I win every fight that I get involved in. That's not a fight that he ain't won yet, that he ain't lost yet, and never will lose one. And so we can go with that. It's just like almost like when my children were small, and then my son telling me about a bully on this school. And he said, Mommy, the bully just keeps messing with me, and he keeps bothering me, and he keeps picking on me. And I told my son, okay, what's your plan, son? And my bully told me today, I guess the song that broke the camel's back was when the bully said he was going to tell his daddy on him. He said, I'm going to bring my daddy up here. And I asked my son, I said, what'd you say? And my son just stood there all of 4 years old with his chest stuck out. He said, I told him I'm going to bring my daddy too. My daddy bigger than your daddy. And I think that was all that my son needed to hear. Wait a minute, we can bring daddies into this battle? Okay, hold on. I thought it was just between me and you going to fight, but if we're bringing daddies into this battle, come on, head cut off, Osha. You got to know, say, look, okay, we bringing daddies into this battle? Well, look, my father is Jehovah Jireh. My father is the provider. My father is Jehovah Rapha. Come on, my father is all that I need him to be. And if this is what we're doing, look, I can bring my daddy into this battle. And my daddy said, look, he will beat your daddy up. You got to get that kind of confidence, that kind of boldness. And look, then you're going to go ahead and realize that, look, everything I was tripping over, that stuff I was struggling over, that stuff I was up crying about, that things I was being bothered about, look, that thing I was just let consume me, my daddy got this in control, and I can sleep well at night now. Don't you dare miss another night's sleep. Don't you dare cry another tear over that. Don't you dare let that upset your plans. Don't you dare miss church another day because of that. Don't you dare stop being successful and walking into your victory because somebody threatened to bring their daddy into this. Come on, your daddy got this. I want to encourage you that the Lord's, it's because of the Lord's mercy that you're not consumed. But they're great every morning. And God is faithful to complete everything that he has started in you. Be encouraged and know that your real testimony ain't yet to be told yet. The stuff you get ready to tell God, how God did and how God brought you through and how God brought you over and what God did for you, look, the half ain't been told yet. You may keep it telling testimonies now. Darling, look, child of God, you get ready to really step out this year and tell the testimony. Say, look, y'all didn't know I was going through this, but look what God has brought me through. Thank God. Because my daddy said that the battle's not mine. It was his. And my daddy wins every fight for me. Be encouraged. Know that God's got it. You are more than a conqueror. Blessings to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. My daddy's got this. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Pastor Lavona Lewis. Doctor, I tell you, you're something else. I'm going to call you back after these few announcements in prayer to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, our daddy, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being the God that you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory through Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us will prosper and every tongue rise against us will cease. We thank you, O God, that we are walking in a fixed fight. You have given us the victory through Christ Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, that you've reminded us that we are victorious in every given situation. We ask, Lord, that you continue to pour upon our dear sister, Dr. Pastor Lavona Lewis. We ask you, Father, that you pour, just restore everything, Lord, that the cankerworms call themselves taken, Lord God. Restore unto her and her family all the love, the peace, the joy, the finances, and everything that their hearts desire, as well as what they need, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are raising up a generation, Lord, that will continue to hear what the Spirit has to say this day and this hour. We thank you, Father, that as Dr. Lavona is an example, Lord God, to minister to young people, Lord God, as you brought her forth, Lord God, we ask you, Father, that that same spirit will ride upon each and every one of us to minister to young people, Lord God, that they will hear your voice and they will see your face. We thank you, Father, for every call on this call. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, Lord. We thank you, Father, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless Mother Josie. We know, Lord God, that you all power is in your hands. So we ask you, Father, that those that are sick and shut in, we call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, those that are going through bereaved times, Lord God, that you comfort them like none other. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift because we know it comes for you, from you. We thank you for artist's life and artist's family in its entirety. The Diaz de Leon family, Father, bless them. Keep them, Lord God. Strengthen each and every one. We thank you, Father. We glorify you that it is done. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we want you to share this message, powerful message, with someone today. And that replay number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Get your tickets for the extravaganza in Los Angeles, LAX Sheraton, March 3rd through the 5th. And also, get ready to be prepared to go into fasting and prayer with us starting January 5th. The information will be in our back office. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Go to the New Morning Motivational call right after this call, 712-770-4005. The pin is the same, 294-617-POUND. I thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you again, Dr. Pastor Lavona Lewis, for giving us that profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this word that you have given us to let us know that the battle is not ours, but it is yours, and that you are in control of everything. Help us, God, continue to help us not be distracted by what's going on today so much that we miss our promise that you have for us for tomorrow. And, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word promises us that, Lord, that you, the weeping may tarry for the night, God, but that our joy comes in the morning. Father God, as we leave this call, bless God that the word impress upon our heart that we may not just be hearers of the word but doers thereof, and bless us with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Let it guard our hearts and our minds. In Christ Jesus we pray. It is so, and amen.